Now, we know we're all part of this COVID-19 crisis together globally, and some countries are doing it worse than others. And we all know that New York is now the epicenter. That is where more hospitalizations, more deaths are occurring. And we've got a really dear friend over there at the moment living there, Tom Green, who used to work on our show. Now, last time we caught up with Tom a week and a half ago, he was not well, and he'd just done a test for coronavirus. Mm-hmm. And he has since found out that, yes, he has coronavirus. So we're going to speak to Tom. Are you there, Tom?
G'day, legends. How are we?
Good.
Oh, Tom, we're okay. How are you? How are you feeling? Where are you at with it?
Much better compared to last time we spoke. It took a while to get past it, but it was reassuring to get the results back that I was positive, because if it wasn't coronavirus, then whatever I had was concerning. So feeling much better and about to crack a beer, so life's pretty good.
Good on you, Tom.
Well, that's good. The herd alcohol might actually help it to go away.
I'm unsure about that, Fev, but I'll get back to you on the report.
That's what I tell myself every day, Tommy. Now, hey, what were some of the symptoms? Were you able to breathe? What, did you have the flu?
So that was why I ended up escalating it and going to get the test, is because it started out with sort of numbness and lethargy, and then couldn't, you know, get to sleep and fevers and lost my taste and smell. But then once I sort of started to get, respiratory issues and not being able to breathe, I decided to escalate it and get testing. Wow. And get a Ventolin inhaler and just chilling at home, working from home, and healing up like the rest of the city, who are either in isolation or sick.
We're so glad you get it. You're on the improve, Tom, because so many aren't in New York. And we know, I mean, I was only reading a story this morning. They're saying, you know, movies couldn't have depicted this as, jarring as it is when you look at New York at the moment. Desolate city, you know, nobody there. What is the vibe? What does it feel like living in New York at the moment, knowing you're at the epicenter?
Yeah, it's sort of like there's two sides to it. So one is that it's pretty heartbreaking. There's, you know, you fall asleep to sirens driving around the city, and the increase in death is going up, and everyone I know here has been affected by it somehow. The other optimistic side of it is that the community has rallied around each other unlike I've ever seen before. Similar to like in Melbourne, with the community rallying around when people need support, it's just all gone online. So there's food drives, and there's GoFundMes for the unemployed, and little families with kids selling face masks and gowns. And then at 7 o'clock every night, and in our neighborhood, everyone gets out the on their balconies and out their backyards and cheers for the health workers and makes a lot of noise. It's sort of two sides to it at the moment.
Actually, so, Tom, because you're an audio producer, you obviously sent us some audio. You obviously just put the microphones out of your window. We've actually got this. This is pretty cool. So this happens at 7 p.m. in New York. Here we go. This went a bit better than when Fev tried it in Brighton. Here we go. It's unbelievable. The streets, just, it's amazing.
Yeah, I tried that in Brighton East and went out in the street, and it was just me and my family, Tom. So your audio is a lot better than mine.
I saw the video, mate. I'm proud of you, but I'm disappointed they didn't jump aboard.
Now, Tom, thank you for joining us. We want you to stay safe. We know another stat out this morning, which is so full on. There are now more deaths from COVID-19 in New York than there were from the Twin Towers attack. I mean, that's how big this is for that city you're in, Tom. So hearts with everybody over there. That's a really terrible state.